Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Berry Township Board of Supervisors meeting, our regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. It's scheduled for 7 p.m. I apologize. We had two public hearings before this meeting, so we just needed a little bit of a break before we came out for this meeting. We did meet briefly in an executive session between about 6:55 and 7:12 to discuss legal matters. So we are now in the room, ready to go. We've called the meeting to order. At this time, I would ask everyone to rise and pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct the roll call?
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Weintraub?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
There are four present and one absent, Mr. Chairman.
All right, very good. We still have a quorum and we will proceed. The first item on our agenda is, well, before I get to the first item, which is visitor or public comment, I just advise everyone in the room that although it's posted within the meeting room, we want to advise everyone attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. So if you're in a speaking role tonight, either in public comment or only in public comment generally, come to the podium. We ask that you identify yourself, typically first name, last name, and address, and that is for the benefit of keeping the accurate minutes. For public comment purposes, which we're about to step into, we ask that you keep your comments to about 3 minutes, and we generally, we don't stick to that rigidly, but, I would generally, if you get close to the 3 minutes and you're not wrapping up, I'll just gently interrupt and ask you to kind of get to your point. And that's just primarily so we can get through the rest of the agenda for the evening. But there are two sessions of public comment, so one now and one at the end of the meeting. So with that, I'll open up the floor for visitor public comment. So anyone wishing to place comment into the record, you're essentially addressing the board, but you're placing comment into the record. Come forward now. Again, just state your name, first name, last name, and address. All right, so I don't see anyone coming forward. So we will close the visitor public comment session, the first one. And we will move to the next item on the agenda, which is our consent calendar. And under the consent calendar for this evening's meeting, we have four items: the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes for our May 10th, 2022 regular meeting, the reduction of the performance of security provided for the preliminary final subdivision plan for Woodland Hills, plat 1203, the reduction of the financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for Hemlock Court, S-2018-024, and the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $886,373.60 and payroll in the amount of $299,196.92. Those are the four items under consent calendar. The board can take all of those items under one motion for approval, or can take each separately as the board desires. So with that, I ask my fellow board members, is there a motion?
I will make a motion that we approve the consent calendar items A through D as outlined by the chair.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Wyckoff. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff to accept and approve all items in one motion for tonight's meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Sounds like Mrs. Nutt seconded that motion. And is there any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes 4-0. The next item on the agenda is new business. The first item under new business is the swearing in of new police officers. Chief Warner.
Mr. Chairman. So I'm happy to inform the board and the public gathered here that we are continuing to attempt to hire personnel to get us back up to our normal complement. Prior to tonight, we were four under that complement, and as of tonight, we'll only be two short of that complement, but we want to acknowledge and celebrate the swearing in of these two new officers and welcome them into our family here at Derry Township, and especially the Derry Township Police Department. So, Mr. Chairman, if you will kindly join down front here. And while you're doing that, I will give some information on our first officer that's being sworn in tonight. The first officer that's going to be sworn in is Brett Fryer. And I'll just give a little blurb, a condensed version of some background on Brett. Brett is from the Harrisburg area. He is a graduate of Central Dauphin High School and of Bloomsburg University, majoring in criminal justice with a minor in sociology. He comes to Derry Township Police Department after working approximately 14 years with the Dauphin County Adult Probation as an adult probation officer. Brett will be starting the Act 120 Police Academy at HACS Public Safety Institute on May 31st. So we will not actually have the advantage of harassing and having Brett around until December 2nd when he gets out of the academy. But we'll get him through the academy, make sure he's squared away, and ready to start his FTO program. So Brett, if you would like to join up here, and anybody that you want to have come up here with you to witness the swearing in, you're welcome to stand beside you for that.
I give you a copy here, that way you don't have to try to memorize what Chairman Abruzzo is saying, and you can read right off of you, just have your right hand before you just...
Do you have family here? You have family here besides this family, the other folks here?
We did.
So, you know, when we swear people in, it feels really formal, and it's really when we're swearing an officer in, it's really about the officer and their family, and so we duck, it's okay if there are babies and they cry, like it's all, this is a good thing, right? We're not worried about keeping it all buttoned down, but here we go. So everyone's got their cameras ready. Right. Brett, please raise your right hand. I, Brett R. Fryer.
I, Brett R. Fryer.
Being appointed as a police officer for the Derry Township Police Department.
Being appointed as a police officer for the Derry Township Police Department.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The laws and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice with regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice with regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, Township of Derry is under no obligation to accept my best efforts as an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, the Township of Derry is under no obligation to accept my best efforts as an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations, Officer Fryer.
Thank you.
Take pictures
to be in pictures with Officer Fryer, please do so. Come on up. Don't be shy.
That's going to be sworn in is Zachary Caprio. Zach is originally from the Millersburg area, graduating from Millersburg Area High School and also Bloomsburg University, majoring in psychology with a minor in Russian and European studies. He comes to Derry Township Police Department after interning and then working in the Dauphin County Sheriff's Office as a deputy sheriff since January of this year. Zach will also be starting the Act 120 Police Academy at Hacks Public Safety Institute on May 31st. Zachary? Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons.
With regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
With regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially.
I will perform all duties impartially.
Without bias or prejudice, or without regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
Without bias or prejudice, with regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, the Township of Darien is under no obligation to accept my best efforts as an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, the Township of Darien is under no obligation to accept my best efforts as an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
I will faithfully discharge my duties as a police officer to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations, Officer Kent.
Thank you, everybody. You're welcome to stay as long as you want.
$157,070. Agreement 2022-18, the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company Radio Replacement Project for $100,000. Agreement number 2022-19, the Darien Township School District Campus Safety Improvement Project for $75,000. Agreement 2022-20, Cocoa Packs for their food distribution program at $50,000. And lastly, agreement 2022-21, Linlow Governor Crossing LLC roadway improvements at $75,000. This is the next step in the process for these agencies to then begin applying for grant funding from Dauphin County. The township, you would authorize the manager this evening to execute those contracts, and at that point, those agencies could then seek reimbursement from the county.
Very good. Questions for Mr. Christman? All right, is there a motion? Go ahead and move.
The only thing I'll say is the one, the Luma Crossing application, I believe they still need to come before the Board of Supervisors with potentially a conditional use application, to my understanding, with proposed use on that parcel. So if you wanted to maybe do that one separate, if you wanted to maybe attach a condition that it's obviously conditional upon them applying for and securing the requisite approvals from the township associated with that.
We can take, why don't we do two motions? I'll make a motion that we approve agreement 1 through 4 as identified in the board memo for this evening's agenda item. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nupp to approve items agreements 1 through 4. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of it. Approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. That would take us to item 5. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we conditionally approve agreement 5 dealing with the Lillo Governor Crossing project, conditioned on satisfactory completion of the requirements
and securing the appropriate permits and approvals from the township associated with these.
Yes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the conditional motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And the motion passes unanimously. The next item is item C. It's the request for authorization to adopt ordinance number 2022-03 to amend and allow for the possession or consumption of alcohol at the Derry Township Community Center upon written permission from the township. Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This evening I'm requesting authorization to adopt an ordinance amendment. Under the current ordinance, the consumption of alcohol is prohibited within the park system, with the exception of Chocolate Town Park, that can be authorized with approval from the Derry Township Board of Supervisors. The proposed amendment would allow the township manager to grant authorization for the consumption of alcohol for groups utilizing the banquet room at the Derry Township Community Center. All requests for the ability to consume or possess alcoholic beverages will be made through the Parks and Recreation Department and will be subject to the conditions and restrictions established by the township. Any alcoholic beverages consumed or possessed on township property would need to be served by an approved vendor with the requisite licenses and insurances. As you are aware, the Board of Supervisors approved the advertisement of this proposed amendment at the May 10th Board of Supervisors meeting, with that advertisement taking place on Sunday, May 15th. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have at this time.
Questions for Mr. Jackson?
Not a question, I just want to confirm, just like we did when this one brought this up a couple of weeks ago. This is not for the general public to come in and bring alcohol. You come in, have a contract, approve vendors. That's the only way alcohol is allowed at the community center.
Correct. Okay. Yes, only approved vendors would be serving it. Yes.
All right. Are there no other questions? Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion to approve the ordinance.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt to approve the ordinance number 2022-03. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there a further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is D. It's the adoption of decision. Conditional use application number 2022-01 is filed by the Hershey Trust Company, trustee for the North Hershey School, amending previously approved conditional use application number 2018-01 for the Hershey Westland Master Plan. Mr. Armstrong?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board recalls, you had a number of public hearings associated with this conditional use application for amendment to the master plan associated with Hershey West End. There is a draft, a written decision that I circulated yesterday, and it's my understanding we actually did receive a correspondence from the attorney representing Hershey Trust this afternoon, dated May 24, 2022, and they are actually requesting that the action on this application be tabled this evening, and they've agreed to grant the Board of Supervisors a time extension to render the decision until June 15, 2022, which is a day after your next public meeting. If the board recalls, one of the concerns was that your next meeting comes on June 14th. The time to act on this decision runs on June 10th. So the acting has granted you an additional 4 or 5 days to act on the application with the understanding that, the board would like to review, digest, and, consider the draft written decision a little bit more. That will take you to the next meeting. So if the board would like to, you can table, it's on the agenda, so if you want to consider a motion to table action at this point with the understanding that the written decision will be before you at your next meeting on June 14th.
Any questions for Mr. Armstrong? I'll go ahead and make a motion to table this item until June
14th.
14th. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The next item is E. It's the preliminary final land development plan for the Milton Hershey School, central operations facility expansion for paint and sign shop, plat 1351. Mr. Emery.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Milton Hershey School campus contains 2,785.86 acres of land. However, this particular project will disturb less than 2 acres. The campus is predominantly in the planned campus south zoning district. The central operations facility is part of the campus area located between Bachmanville Road and Fishburne Road. The facility is accessed from Bachmanville Road via Homestead Lane, which is a private access drive maintained by the Milton Hershey School. The applicant indicates in their narrative that 2 additional employees will result from this project, meaning that there really isn't much in the way of traffic concerns. The stormwater management will be handled on site by extending the existing infiltration areas by 35 feet. The extension will provide an additional 1,200 cubic feet of infiltration for the site addressing the stormwater. There are waivers and deferments requested for this plan. Many of these are very standard for the Milton Hershey School, so I'm going to go over them rather quickly. They're seeking a waiver regarding plan scale, a waiver regarding showing physical features within 200 feet and 50 feet of their entire property. They're seeking a waiver of sensitive environmental areas outside of the project area being shown in the plan, a waiver regarding providing adjacent owner information that is older than 1 year, a waiver from providing soil boundaries of the entire property, a waiver from providing names of existing streets and roads around the entire property, waiver of providing the width of existing streets, easements, and right-of-ways for the entire property, a waiver for showing existing driveways on the entire property, a waiver for profiles of stormwater, sanitary systems, gas and water systems, a waiver regarding showing contours within 250 feet of property, respectively, for preliminary and final plan. Waiver regarding the providing the existing street names, parkway widths, and right-of-way widths for the entire property. A waiver from providing the recording reference of recorded subdivision and land development plans. A waiver from providing the location of all existing and proposed monuments and markers. A waiver from wetland determination for the entire site, and a waiver from providing the 1983 PA coordinate system for all of the property corners. And in each of those cases, planning commission and staff recommend that those waivers be granted. They've also sought a deferment from providing additional street right-of-way and cartway widths around the entire property, a deferment for curbing and sidewalk around the entire property. And here again, the Planning Commission staff recommended that the deferments be granted with the stipulation that the property owner enters into the standard agreement with the township for future considerations. We are recommending approval of plat 1351, providing the following items be addressed, that the applicant shall reimburse the township for all costs incurred in the review of the plan later than June 24th, 2022. And shall continue to pay any invoices that result from getting the plan recorded. That the following items happen by November 24th, 2022, that the applicant shall provide financial security guarantee the completion of the proposed improvements depicted on the plan in the amount of $82,773, and in a manner and form acceptable to the township, and also that the applicant and owner agree to and execute the development and financial security agreement. The applicant provides two copies of the completed DEP planning module waiver mailer, that the applicant also provides a letter from DEP approving the planning module waiver, that the applicant comply with or otherwise satisfy comments 3 and 4 in the township's engineer review letter dated May 3rd, 2022. That the applicant and owner shall sign the responsibilities blocks on sheet CS0001. The applicant shall provide a CD or AutoCAD file of the final plan. That the applicant shall provide 3 originals of the sealed and notarized development and financial security agreement. The owner is to agree to execute and have notarized 2 originals of the Declaration of Covenants for the deferment of improvements related to the right-of-way, cartway widening, curbing, and sidewalk. That the applicant and owner shall agree to execute and have notarized 3 originals of the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement. And finally, that the owner shall agree to and execute a property declaration referencing the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement. Those items need addressed by November 24th. And then finally, that the owner will comply with all outside agency requirements, that the development and financial security agreement, the declaration of covenants for deferred improvements for the right-of-way, cartway, curbing, and sidewalk, that the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement, and that the declaration referencing the stormwater operation and maintenance agreement and access easement all be concurrently recorded with the plan. House of Recommended Waivers and Deferments as outlined in this agenda. That concludes my question.
Very quick, John. If I wanted to be that fast, I wouldn't even have turned off my mic.
In all reality, though, as you can see, it's a rather large building with a rather small addition.
Thank you. I'm just teasing. Any questions for Mr. Eric in regards to this plan? If not, we would entertain, I think, 2 motions, as we typically do. One as it relates to waivers and deferments, and one as it relates to the plan itself.
I'll offer a motion that we accept the waivers and deferments for the subdivision and land development ordinance, as noted in the explanation that Mr. Emmerich just gave, for the preliminary final land development plan for Milton Hershey School Central Operations Facility expansion for Paint and Sign Shop, Plat 1351.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nuff. Is there a second? I'll go ahead and second it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion for waivers and deferments is approved. I'll go ahead and make the second of the 2 motions on the plan. I'll move that the preliminary final land development plan for Milton Hershey School Central Operations Facility expansion for Paint and Sign Shop, Plat 1351, is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 16 in the Assistant Department Head Recommendation section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is approved unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much. That will take us to the next item on the agenda, which is F. It's the consideration of approval of an access and maintenance agreement for allowing additional access to and establishing maintenance responsibilities associated with Bruin Drive. Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board may recall, this was before you a few meetings ago, where the board conditionally authorized moving forward with an agreement either to release all the rights to the, this is a private road, Bruin Drive, altogether, or to come up with some other type of amended agreement with the private residents that use the road for access to their properties. The attorney, Jim Spade, who represents the residents who was putting this together, and I discussed it, and ultimately we came up with what's before you this evening. It's an access and maintenance agreement that clarifies the maintenance requirements associated with Broom Drive, and it also clarifies that, that Derry Township has no responsibility with respect to maintenance. We're indemnified from any claims associated with it, and that there's no obligation for the township to accept dedication of it as a public road at any time in the future.
Questions for Mr. Armstrong? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the access and maintenance agreement for Broom Drive is approved as written and authorized to be executed.
Motion made by Mrs. Nunn. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
The next item is G. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for the Donahue residents at 158 Oak Lane, S-2022-011. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This stormwater plan was submitted to allow for the construction of a detached garage and driveway. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $9,579 is to be provided, which the applicants have done in the form of cash and have entered into this township standard agreement. I am recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept cash financial security in the amount of $9,579 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Frank and Lana Donahue for stormwater management plan for Donahue residents, 158 Oak Lane, S-2022-001.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Emmer? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $9,579 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Frank and Lana Donahue for the stormwater management plan for the Donahue residents at 158 Oak Lane, S-2022-11.
Thank you, Mr. Wyckoff. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is H. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 344 Elm Avenue, S-2022-007.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This stormwater plan was for the construction of a new dwelling, patio, attached garage, and driveway at 344 Elm Avenue. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $15,329 is to be provided. The applicants have provided the security in the form of cash and have entered into the township standard agreement. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept the cash financial security in the amount of $15,329 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Niven and Manta Verma for the stormwater management plan for 344 Elm Avenue, S-2022-007.
Any questions for Mr. Emmer? All right. We can entertain the motion.
I recommend that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $15,329 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Navin and Mamta Verma for the stormwater management plan for 344 Elm Avenue, S-222-007.
Thank you. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is I. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 1092 Derry Woods Drive, S-2022-009. Mr. Emery.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This stormwater management plan is for a patio with a covered roof structure and outdoor kitchen. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $8,602 is to be provided. The applicants have provided the security in the form of cash and have entered into the Township Standard Agreement. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $8,602 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Daniel Schaub and Ashley Schaub for the stormwater management plan for 1092 Dairy Woods Drive, S-2022-009.
Very good. Questions for Mr. Emmer? Hearing none, we can entertain a motion. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we accept the financial security for the stormwater management plan for 1092 Dairy Woods Drive in the amount of $8,602, and that we enter into an agreement to provide the financial security with Daniel R. Schaub Jr. and Ashley Schaub for the stormwater management plan for 1092 Dairy Woods Drive. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Since it's the last item under new business, which is the J, the authorization for a civic banner to be located in the grass area adjacent to the Hershey Company Technical Center building along Route 422, as well as at the east entrance of the Hershey Company's office building at 19 East Chocolate Avenue. Mr. Emmer.
This is an annual request for this banner. This is the 19th annual Miracle Race. This is the location by the Tech Center that they've used in the past. And that's a location at 19 East. They've agreed to place the banner not more than 30 days prior to the race and remove it 2 days after the race. I'm recommending granting authorization for the civic banner for the 2022 race.
Good. Questions for Mr. Emmer? If none, is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that we authorize the civic banner to be placed for the 2022 Hershey Miracle Race.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Sorry. I'm not sure. I'm going to go with Mr. White. Come
on. I'm feeling generosity.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. That concludes items under new business. The next item is Supervisor Board of Committee Reports. Starting with Mr. Corrado, any Supervisor Board of Committee Reports?
I have none.
All right, thank you, Mr. Corrado. Mrs. Nutt?
Two committee reports. The first, Supervisor Abruzzo and I were at the Library Board meeting last week, and Ms. Troutman provided updates on the planned projects that she has funded by the Friends and some grants, which are very exciting. I'll let her share those. But she also provided some very helpful insight in regards to a very specific library budget item and her plans for keeping that item on budget. So it was a great meeting, and she'll have more of the fund details to provide in her report. The second meeting was the Transportation Committee. We met this morning, and the most important issues that we discussed were Waltonville Road. As most residents know, that still is not closed. And the reason that it's not closed is because the township, our board had some very big concerns about the detour plan that was being proposed. And so changes were made to that detour plan, and there will be a light, temporary light that will be placed at the intersection of Wood Road and Middletown Road during the Waltonville closure. So the detour cannot take place until that temporary light is installed. So hopefully that will happen soon, but that is definitely a big benefit for public safety. I don't know, most residents will remember the issues that we've had throughout the years, and traffic really gets backed up on Wood Road, and without that light, there could be some serious safety issues. The other big issue that we talked about that was brought up at our last township meeting was the Middletown Road widening being added to the TIP. That's something that we were made aware of that night too. That wasn't anything that our township staff knew about. It wasn't anything that the township board knew about. So we discussed that at extent, and the board will be recommending that our township staff address some of our concerns about that widening project, which include concerns of noise, potential flooding issues in and around the Dartmouth Farms residential neighborhood, residential impacts to property owners along Middletown Road, pedestrian crossing issues, and right-of-way damage to local businesses. In addition, we also talked about the upcoming concert season. And just so everybody remembers, if there is an event that is at the stadium that is over 15,000 in attendance, that facilitates the closure of the slip ramp and communication from the township to the apps like Waze. So they're looking at a couple of them. Once they hit $15,000, those traffic mitigation efforts will take place, and that seems to be working. I think most of our staff and our board have not heard from as many residents with issues once those mitigation efforts are put into place. So those are my two reports.
Before we get to Mr. Wyckoff, Mr. Christman, in light of the information, this is not brought to our attention from the transportation meeting this morning about the widening of Middletown Road and that concept that was addressed at the prior meeting. Would you and the staff send a letter to, is it Tri-County? Is it Tri-County Regional Planning Commission expressing our board's objections to that project for purposes of submitting public comment as they have requested, and do so before the deadline, which I believe is June 2nd. Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Wyckoff.
DTMA met last night,
briefly,
relatively. Mr. Christman won't know because he wasn't there. I will provide an update. We got an update on construction, engineering, and stormwater projects, notably approving the design and bidding proposal for the maintenance building expansion project, as well as awarding the groundskeeping services contract. But as always, everything is free to DTMA. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. I don't have any board report. I have the library, but you take care of that. Very good. I would just report that I did attend the open house that we held at the community center. I'm going to let Zach address that, but I was there in the morning session, 10 to 12, and I don't have an exact count on how many folks attended that session, but I would say, Zach, you and your team did a terrific job with it. It was a pleasure to be there. This place looked beautiful, but your team did a great job of just bringing people, walking them through, looking out, all the really highlights of the center. And I look forward to your report, but thank you in advance of that. All right, so that'll conclude Supervisor Board or Committee reports. The first item, next item is departmental reports, and the first one is the Police Department Chief Warner.
The only thing I have for tonight is I appreciate the board's indulgence in letting us swear new officers in. The nature of this job, we kind of become family, and to be able to bring their families in and be inducted like that, I'm sure it means a lot to them, and I appreciate the board's indulgence in that.
One of the most enjoyable parts about being involved on the board is just seeing whether it's new officers or new employees come forward and share the moment with them. So thank you for letting us be a part of it. All right, Hershey Volunteer Fire Department, Mr. Sassman.
Just one quick update. Training continues we're in the third or the fourth week for pump operations and engine company operations. That will be ending up next week. And that's actually all I have for this evening. Just an update on the training.
Good. Well, thank you for the update. Public Works, Mr. Clark.
I have nothing.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Library, Mr. Travis.
I
have a lot there with me. Summer reading registration is currently live, and you can start recording your reading and activities on June 1st, and that's for ages birth through 109. We are closed on Monday, May 30th for Memorial Day. On tomorrow, we are having brand new blinds installed, courtesy of the endowment. We're very excited about that. So there might be a little disruption at the library, but overall it's going to involve a much more modern and clean look. And I've also been awarded American Rescue Plan funds for book lockers, which means that we will be able to serve people 24/7. So you'll be able to pick up your holds anytime. As soon as you're notified, you'll be able to go, much like an Amazon locker, scan a barcode, and pick up a book. So, yeah, very excited about that.
Thank you very much, Allison. I also just want to thank you, too, for, this is your first year, really. Are you getting close on the year anniversary?
Yeah, September.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I know I speak for Natalie, too, but the enthusiasm that you exhibit during the course of your job, I mean, it's infectious, and you feel it at the library, and it's nice. We know it's obvious you care about that library and the people who visit the library as much as anybody ever has, so thank you for these awards.
Thank you.
All right, Parks and Rec, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you mentioned, we had a great turnout for the Community Center Sneak Peek event this past Sunday. And our contractors are currently working this week to put all the finishing touches on the Community Center. So we have announced our opening date is Monday, June 13th. And our management team is currently working extremely hard to get that facility up and running and train all of our part-time and seasonal staff. It's also that time of the year for drive-in movies at Shank Park, believe it or not. We have our first drive-in movie on Friday, June 10th, and we'll be showing Finding Dory, which will start around 8:30, and as always, admission to those events is absolutely free.
Very good. Zach, do you have just an idea how many people came through during the course of the day?
As you mentioned, it was tough. Many hundreds.
Yeah. So, and I just anecdotally, during the period of time I was there, I heard nothing but very positive comments, honestly. And
likewise, the same feedback that our staff got as well.
Well, let's hope the word is spreading and everybody is as excited as we are to open it up. So, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Township Engineer, Mr. Cummings.
Thank you. I have nothing to report for this meeting.
Mr. Bonanno sent you here just to say something, but he didn't. He told me you were going to sit in for him. So yeah. He clearly, it must make you feel a little bad that he didn't have, that he only had enough confidence to send you to say just that.
I'll get him back. Don't worry.
You're going to come back when you have more to report, but thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Mr. Emmerich.
I will say that Ryan is doing more and more of our plan reviews, so he's quite familiar with what's going on.
Good.
I have nothing else to report this evening.
All right, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Township Manager, Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank Chief Warner and Zach Jackson for the great tours that they gave tonight. As you might be aware, the Association of Pennsylvania Municipal Managers is hosting their annual conference here in Hershey this week, of which I'm a member. And so it's a great pleasure for me to bring managers from around the Commonwealth to our facilities and get a tour. But the level of professionalism that our staff exhibits makes me very proud. And we should all be very thankful for the facilities that we have. And they did a great job. So I just want to thank them for that, making time for all of us. I think the managers that came through had lots of really good questions about both facilities. And it's just a great opportunity to showcase our community. So thank you. And then also to thank Zach again for Sunday. I was with you, Mr. Chairman, on Sunday for the first part of our open house from 10 to noon. And I came back with my family later in the afternoon for the public walkthrough. And again, it's just a stellar facility. We're very excited. My kids can't wait to get in the pools. So it's always a positive thing. So anyway, thank you. You guys did a great job. Staff did it, as always, very outstanding. So thank you.
Good. I just one on the conference. I hope that, and I trust that you are, Chris, and the staff. Number one, whether it's PSATs or this particular conference,
Amendment.
Yeah, I forget what the acronym is.
It's the Association of Pennsylvania Municipal Managers.
I mean, it's the content, the courses that are taught there are excellent. And so I would encourage you to make sure that the staff that's interested in participating in those things are getting to those events, because they're always low. I mean, we're fortunate that they're here, and they're just terrific learning events. And I would also encourage our staff, many of whom are very seasoned, to try to become presenters or get on the agenda, because there are people in this room that I dare say have seen just about everything in their career in state and local government, and I think they do a great job as presenters. So just throwing that out there.
Thank you.
All right, well, that will take us to the next visitor public comment session. So I will open up the podium to anyone from the public wishing to come forward. Sometimes we have to drag people up here. Sometimes the line forms out the door. Dozen of years if anyone wishes to come forward to the board. So we will conclude the second visitor public comment session, and that will take us to the last item, which is adjournment.
I will actually just request a very brief executive session following the meeting for legal.
Request denied. We will adjourn, and so we need a motion to adjourn, and then Mr. Corrado, before you leave.
I second.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.